Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to I Don't Know But with Gogo, where I serve you with hips of truth, a side serving of life lessons, ample amounts of encouragement garnished with laughter. It's always good vibes here, good energy here, so stay tuned. Hi, everyone. Welcome to my podcast. My name is Ugochukwu Eluche, but I'm known as Ugo the Gogo to the virtual world. Some call me Ugo, some call me Gogo, but for this podcast, call me Gogo. I'm so happy. Like, I've been looking for intro for this podcast, and I feel like I've gotten it. I've gotten the intro for this podcast. So what's up? What's been happening? I feel like what I want to talk about today is, I feel like people will relate to it, but they will lie that they don't relate to it because, you know, as human beings, we sometimes like to live in a lie, in this false bubble that we're perfect, but we're not. And, you know, it's very interesting that when people go, like, peel the layers and show their vulnerable side, they show their struggles, we kind of, like, indict them for doing that. And then when people act perfect, we're also indicting them for acting perfect. You know, we can't just please ourselves. But I think, like, the topic for today is something that is very dear to me, just because of how I've seen it been addressed lately and been addressed in general. So I don't know, but I think that we have wrongly labeled people who feel jealous or who are jealous, you know, who feel jealousy. You always see the quote that, you know, people who are jealous are witches and wizards, you know, and I find it very uncomfortable because it makes me feel like there are only a select few people that feel jealous. And it makes us deceive ourselves into thinking that we're not one of those people or we have never been one of those people. And it really boggles my mind because there's this thing that we do as human beings where when we see the fault or flaws of other people, we're so quick to distance ourselves from them and identify them by their shortcomings. And that is why even after 15 years in secondary school, or 15 years after secondary school, I mean, the girl that stole your socks in boarding house is still a thief. Even after 15 years. When you recount the story, she's still a thief. Even after 15 years, she's still a thief. And if you see her after 15 years, there's a possibility that you would engage her like, oh my gosh, the girl that stole my socks. You know, someone says it's very easy to amplify the weaknesses of other people, especially when yours is hiding or yours is not yet exposed. And it's very easy to make yourself look like a saint when the people's eyes are not on you. Generally, I would classify jealousy like an emotion. So an emotional response to a trigger. I read upon it and some psychologists say that it's a social emotion. And what they mean is basically that there are emotions influenced by people's behaviors or your perceptions of their behaviors. So it's not always about like what somebody did to you that triggered you, right? But how you perceived what the person did. You know, in as much as it's not a very, very desirable response to things, it's very common in our human relationships. And we will do ourselves a disservice if we keep lying to ourselves that jealousy is not a very common thing in our human relationships. To be honest, for me, I feel like as long as they are human beings, there will be jealousy. It's just like anger. Even with the people that we love, with your siblings, with your parents, you know, you can still see expressions of anger. And when I mean anger, I'm not even talking about like, oh, break bottle, hit somebody here. Like, you can visibly be angry about what your sister did or what your brother did, even what your mother did. You know, like, it's very normal. Anger, right? But then is it not weird that we have normalized anger so much that it has become some people's personality traits? Mama, I'm an angry person, you know, like, once I get angry, I can't even reason with anybody. You can't even talk to me. Like, in fact, we haven't applauded some people about how angry they get and demonize people for getting jealous. You see some people say, don't vex him, or if you vex him, anything you see, he collects. Really? It doesn't make sense to me, to be honest, because there's also this shame element that comes with someone struggling with jealousy, right? But then when it comes to somebody struggling with anger, there are help aids, there are classes, there's therapy sessions that they even design for anger management classes, you know. But then you don't see that much resources for jealousy. Or maybe the help you see is shared in female spaces. But I don't want to get into that one right now. That's not the point of this conversation. The point is that we have kind of normalized anger to mean that, oh, it's very normal. But boo, it's not normal. It's not normal. So my point is that we've gone about dealing with jealousy the wrong way. Is jealousy bad? Yeah, it is bad. I feel like it steals so much from you that you dishonor yourself. You dishonor the beauty of the life that you have and the beauty of the life that you could have because you focus your attention on your lack. And the lack is not always material things. The lack could be you being jealous of how you perceive someone's life to be. Do you understand? Like, you can be jealous of how happy somebody looks and how happy their lives look. So it's not always material things when we think about jealousy. And I've come to understand that at the heart of jealousy is the threat of self-esteem. And what do I mean by that? How you see yourself matters a lot. It matters a whole lot. I always tell my friend this thing, and she thinks I'm crazy, but it's true. No matter how much you hype me, no matter how much you say, oh, this girl is a badass, creative, she's talented, more talented, just more gifted, Sherry. But to be honest, anything you say about me that I don't believe about myself is futile because I don't believe that I'm that thing. So if you like hype me from now to tomorrow, because I don't feel that way about myself, it does not influence how I live my life. But how I feel about myself influences my life a whole lot. Like, I mean, for example, for a long time, I wouldn't classify myself as a creative. Even if I was the one who took the art classes, the drama club, I'm studying design at the moment, I'm building a career in design, have a company that's all about design, but I did not accept that I was a creative until recently. And that's because I was weighing my creativity by how much I was earning before or the influence I had in that space. So that's why when I saw people who looked like they earned more, who had platforms in the creative space, who looked less creative than I did, there were seeds of jealousy being sown in my heart. And I did not feel good about it. In fact, I felt very guilty and very bad. And I felt like I couldn't talk about it because of how people demonized people that had jealousy or like that felt jealous. My friend taught me something, and I feel like that thing has really like stuck for a long time. She said how she deals and defeats jealousy in her heart is that she honors the person that she's feeling jealous towards, which is very interesting to me. She said that, you know, it helps heal the jealousy in her heart. But I'm just thinking, if I'm jealous towards you, how will I be able to honor you well? I don't know how I'm going to be able to do that. And she tells me how she congratulates them. She shares their work. She buys their products or their services. She basically honors what God is doing in their life. And she says it helps her shift from this mindset, from herself, her own thoughts, you know, about the person. Because jealousy distorts your view. It makes you believe a lie about the person and even about yourself sometimes. Yeah. You know, she admits that obviously it's not easy, but it has really humbled her heart in those seasons where she feels jealous. And she just blesses God on their behalf. It's just like going back to apologize to somebody that you reacted to in a very like angry outburst. You know, in those seasons or in those times where you react in a very angry way, you don't have to go back and apologize. I don't know if you've been in that scenario before, but it's very like humbling when you have to go back. After you have reacted, you've vexed, you've done this, you don't have to go back to go and apologize. Sometimes it's so humbling that when you see yourself in that scenario, in that place, you don't want to go back there. You don't want to be embarrassed like this again. You will try your best not to be reacting that way. I know there's a scripture, I think it's in Matthew chapter 5, verse 23, that talks about how if you're going to the altar to offer your gift to the Lord, and there's somebody that has something against you, you know, in your heart, I should leave the gift at the altar and should go to God. Should leave the gift at the altar and go to the person rather, and, you know, sort the issue out before you come and offer that gift. And I have interpreted it even for myself, like when I'm going to God in prayer and there's just so many things there that I haven't dealt with. You know, those are the things that I should be dealing with in the place of prayer. You know, I should speak about the jealousy I'm feeling, the anger, seek restitution, you know, and not just go there and be acting for God. Like, you can't be praying, let your will be done in my life. Let your will be done in my life. When there's still seeds of jealousy, there's anger in your heart. Those are the things that God wants to uproot for his will to be done in your life. Do you understand? So that's how I like interpret that scripture, especially in this context. And you know what jealousy does, you know, it robs you of the access to also learn from somebody that you should be learning from. It helps, it makes you not appreciate the different ways we've all been blessed, and including you, because jealousy will make you feel like, oh, everything is going so well for this girl, for this boy. And then it just makes you blind towards the blessings that you have as well. That's what it does to you. I don't know, but I think jealousy is not witchcraft, but symptoms of an untended heart. If you don't tend to the gardens of your heart, then you leave it to weeds and, you know, things that should not be there to grow. And then you always think that the grass is greener on the other side, but it really isn't. Or maybe it is because it's well taken care of, you know, or it looks like it is. But the point is, if you don't guard your heart, I think there's a scripture that says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. I love that scripture because I feel like every day I am being reminded of something new from that scripture. It says, guard your heart with all diligence. And before, I used to think of it like, guard your heart with gates, put padlock, don't allow anything to come in. But I don't think that nothing should come into your heart. I think some things should indeed come into your heart, you know. But I think of it like gardening, right? So when you garden, as you remove the weeds, you're also planting seeds, right? So plant seeds of righteousness, plant seeds of love in your heart, seeds of gratitude. One thing that I know is that you'll be shocked the good that will come out from a grateful heart. So gratitude really helps us, you know, in seasons of jealousy. Be thankful for yourself, for what you have, for where you are, and for the person as well. For the person as well, you know, because you are jealous about, you know, someone's life or what someone has or what's happening in somebody's life does not mean you hate the person. I want us to be very, very kind when dealing with certain things, especially because I know that we all face it. We all face it. I remember just like speaking to someone about jealousy, and the person was very quick to tell me, anybody that jealous is a witch, is a wizard, they can kill. But so is an angry man. An angry man too can also be a murderer. If that anger does not get worked on, if you don't work on your heart, if you don't work on that angry spirit of yours, you will kill somebody. So why does a jealous person have to become a witch when I know that you have been jealous before? Are you a witch? You know, it's just very easy to distance yourself. I mean, like, just when we read about the children of Israel in the Bible, it's very easy to be like, these children of Israel, can't they just listen to God? But some of us are literally in that cycle where we know what's right. We know what God has called us to do, but we're still doing the things that are contrary to his will. Is that not like the children of Israel? What differentiates you from them? You know, now when I read about the children of Israel, like I said in my last episode, I read about them with sympathy. Because I've been there. Sometimes I'm there and I ask God for his mercy. At least now I have the Holy Ghost that just instructs me and guides me and, you know, steers me in the right direction. So what I really desire is I don't want people to listen to this podcast and feel condemned. Oh my God, I feel jealous. There must be something wrong with me. I don't want people to live here and feel condemned. That, oh my gosh, I'm a witch. I think bad thoughts towards people. And I hope you noticed that I didn't want to go into the effect of not tendering to your heart. Because we all know what it does. You know that if you don't tender to your heart, when you feel jealous, it can turn into so many things. Yes, indeed, it can turn into a witch. It can turn into a murderer. It can turn into a sadist. It can turn into everything not good. But why focus on those things when there is a way? I want people to listen to this podcast and realize that there is a better way. There's another way that I can live. Because it does you no help if I come back and reiterate what you already know. We know that jealousy is not good. But it's real. It's real. I'm not going to come here and make you guys feel like I have never gotten jealous before. I mean, I told you just now that I used to be jealous of my fellow creatives in the space that I was working in. But I've learned to like deal with my heart as well. And like, I don't know if I don't think I said, but when my friend told me about that thing, I also started doing that thing. Started sharing people's work out there. I started to like, you know, buy their stuff as well. And it has shifted my mindset towards them. I'm very grateful. I know people will say things like, if God is blessing your neighbor, he's in your neighborhood. And indeed, he's in your neighborhood. He's really in your neighborhood. So I'm very grateful for what God is doing in their life and just how their life looks. You know, I'm not quick to think, they look happy. Are they really happy? Mm-mm. That's a very jealous heart. And it's not a good place. It's not a good place to be. I think that's really my encouragement for us. That was the motivation behind talking about this. That yes, indeed, jealousy is real. It's a real emotional trigger, but there's a different way. There's a different way to address it. There's a different way to go about it. There's a different way for you to live your life free from jealousy, free from that heartache or that, you know, discomfort when you see other people's success, material or not material. So yeah, I hope this was helpful. I hope this was something that will cause you to think, rethink and relearn and learn. I hope it's something that also eases your heart and doesn't make you feel overwhelmed. I also hope it's something that relieves you of the pressure that, you know, you are a bad person. I hope it's also something that encourages you as well. So, it was really good. Like, I really love talking about this. And it was interesting. I was so afraid to talk about this. I was like, will people get it? Would they think that I am endorsing jealousy? Would they think that I don't think it's a bad thing? But I hope you get the message. I don't know, but I hope this was a good podcast. So yeah, that's episode 2, guys. Thank you so much for rocking with me. Till next time. Bye. Oh gosh, let me see, answer me. I'm trying to call my friend, the one that taught me about the jealousy tactic, addressing jealousy tactic, but I hope she answers. Hi, MEC. This is so impromptu, yes. But I'm currently recording the second episode of my podcast, and I referred to something that you taught me about dealing with jealousy, about how you honor the person when you feel that way. So can you just give me like a paragraph of how you just deal with jealousy to my audience? No, it's not live. I'm just recording.
It's audio, it's not video. It's been long we had a conversation though, but let me try and just talk off my head and try and be as brief as possible. Wow. It's such an honor and privilege, by the way.
Talk, Joe.
Okay, so how I deal with jealousy, or just even advise people on how to deal with jealousy.
Yeah, how to deal with jealousy.
Mm-hmm. Really ask yourself what is it about the person's life, mm-hmm, that you want,
mm-hmm,
and what have they done, mm, to get to where they are.
What?
That you can from. Sometimes you can say, but I'm even better than this person. Mm-hmm. I've done everything, but you also need to recognize times and seasons,
yeah,
and trust in God's plan,
mm-hmm,
for your own life, right?
Yeah.
And also honor them. So, mm-hmm, sometimes,
yeah,
the feeling can be stronger than logic.
Mm-hmm.
It can be stronger than thinking, they've worked this hard to get here. Perhaps,
yeah,
if I worked that hard as well, or even as I've worked hard and I'm not getting what they have,
mm-hmm,
but I can just trust God with my time and my season.
Yeah.
But it's sometimes that does not solve it.
Yeah.
And jealousy can really lead you to do demonic things.
Yeah.
Very devilish things. So
yeah,
one way to really limit the ability to have that happen is to honor them.
Yeah.
So when they put up a post,
yeah,
instead of you to swipe, mm-hmm, through, you know, or just ignore them,
yeah,
ignore their post. It's part of subduing your flesh.
Yes.
Going to say, well done, congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sharing their work.
Yeah.
Even in your heart, like, mm-hmm, there is no emotion or feeling that we have that is too much for God to handle.
True.
Or we make God think of us as less. We can really just tell God, I'm jealous of this person. Help me deal with this emotion.
Yeah.
And you can also thank God for them.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's happening for them in a way that you want it to happen for you and it's not happening for you yet, you can thank the God who is making it happen for them.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that if God is making it happen for them, if it's according to his will and if it's right for you, it's a clear sign that it is possible for you too.
Yeah.
So you can thank God for them. You can honor them. If it's possible for you to serve them genuinely,
mm-hmm.
then do that. But this is not a must. But it's, yeah. if there's a way that you can serve them, maybe they are doing something, you can volunteer, you can donate.
Yeah.
If it's possible for you to do that sincerely,
mm-hmm.
then do that as well. Honestly, sometimes it's actually okay to mute them on mm-hmm. social media so that you're not having to see mm-hmm. their contents all the time, and you can just really focus on the journey that God is taking you through,
yeah.
and on the season that God has brought you into. So think about, first of all, realize that it is not an uncommon emotion.
Exactly.
But what we allow that yeah. emotion to do
yeah.
is what makes it right or wrong. It is mm-hmm. a completely human feeling to feel jealous or envious yeah. of someone else.
Yeah.
But what we allow that emotion to cause us to do
yeah.
is what now makes us good or bad.
Yeah.
And just really starting with submitting that emotion to God and choosing to love and honor people
mm-hmm.
is the number one way for me to deal yeah. with jealousy.
Thank you so much. That's exactly what I said. I was talking about like serving them, buying their products, supporting them.
Yes.
You know, and I was just yes. talking about like, because obviously you're going to watch the podcast, but I'll just tell you what's about, like just how
yeah.
people have like demonized people that feel jealousy, and then have applauded people that feel anger, and it makes people feel ashamed to reach out for help that they are feeling jealous. Therefore, like, we don't have resources on how to deal with it, but it's a very common like emotion, you know, and it's
yeah.
very real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very
yeah.
much.
That's
okay, so that's post podcast episode. Okay, so I think like maybe that's something I'll be doing, like calling up my friends and just telling them to share about like their thoughts on the things I'm talking about, because everything I talk about here, I have spoken to my friend about, we have spoken about it, we've talked about it, we've been like, it's my life, like I live to talk. But yeah, okay, another bye guys, enjoy yourselves. Subscribe, like, share, tell everybody that I don't know, but is here to stay. Okay, let's get it, like. Okay, bye. So we've come to the end of this podcast episode. Thank you for sticking with me till the end. You're a real G and I appreciate you. Also remember, it's always love and swag here. Bye.